The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Pete from Crystal Lake, Illinois, and I love listening to Michelle and Mike on the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 417 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show, I'm going to change it up a bit. I'm going to introduce the one and only Chris Eliopoulos first. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Mike. It seems so long since we've talked.
Yes, it's been...
forever.
Forever.
Forever. And
forever.
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 So I figured I'd go old school and say Black or White by Michael Jackson is on my playlist.
It's just too loud. I'm sorry. That's the video.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good. All I know is that it's Norm on Cheers who says it.
Who is that voice? Who was that, Michael?
I don't know. That's the one and only Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean, who, as we speak, is in England as her brother Mark is about to make an attempt to swim the English Channel for Spalding Rehab Hospital.
Not Spalding Rehab.
No.
Try again.
Dana-Farber.
Yes.
Dana-Farber, that's right.
Yes, Dana-Farber. For cancer research, yes. Raised over $1 million for cancer research, yes.
And you're going to be there in the boat.
I will be in the boat. And what am I going to be saying?
You're in the boat right now.
Yeah, I'm in the boat. As we speak, I'm in the boat.
I'm flying home from Seattle. You're in a boat.
Yeah, so you follow the English Channel Association. You'll be able to see Mark Scribner's attempt to swim the English Channel. So that is my shout out to my brother Mark, who always goes the extra 21 miles of swimming. You know, he really is. He's done a lot of Ironman, but he's always there to do fundraising. So he's running, swimming on behalf of his friend Sean, who's had to deal with a whole bunch of things. And Mike, you were nice enough to go to the fundraiser. We get to hear all about Sean's journey and one of the researchers at Dana-Farber. So fingers crossed he'll make it. And you actually pick up a rock, put it in your bathing suit in England. You swim with the rock in your bathing suit till you get to France, and then you drop it off and pick up another one and bring it back home with you.
What if it falls out?
Did you know
that?
Well, you don't get to wear a wetsuit, so I don't know if it falls out. I don't know if the whole thing's void. No.
Wow.
It should be fine, but
Yeah. Awesome.
Yay.
Okay.
Right, ready for more questions?
I'm ready for a tip.
All right.
Many people complain about, gee, I can never get a reservation at Walt Disney World and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And it's true. Sometimes there are just very busy times during the year. So my suggestion is, if you really want to eat at a certain restaurant, plan your day so that you have late lunch, a late breakfast, I should say, like between 10:30 and 11:30. And I'm serious. And then plan your lunch to be between 2 and 3. If you do that, you're more likely to get a reservation. You're more likely to be able to walk up to the podium and get a table right away. So that's my suggestion. One more thing to add to that. If you use the My Disney Dining Experience and it says there are no tables available, don't believe it. Go up to the podium. I can tell you of at least 6 or 7 different times when I've seen that and I said, well, let me give it a shot, and I've gone up and I've gotten seated immediately.
Yeah.
So that's my tip.
I actually had the manager of Raglan Road give me her card and say, always call us. Always call the restaurant directly for a reservation if you can't get one. Also, the manager of the boathouse, I have a card for her too, said the same thing. So especially if it's not a restaurant run by Disney.
We're finishing up questions that we started in the episode before this one, episode 416. So we're going to continue, and we're going to have Michelle start us off.
All right. So, hi, Mickey Milers. And Moorers. This is from Justin LeBlanc from South Portland, Maine, a fellow New Englander. He says, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. Keep up the excellent work, and four-time dopey finisher. In fact, I think I've been on Michelle's and Mike's flight down to Walt Disney World Marathon weekend in all 4 years. Well, that's great. Come and say hello, Justin. Next time, I think we met you once or twice. Anywho, each year I've participated in the Dopey Challenge to raise money for the Tourette Association of America. My son Theo, age 13, has Tourette syndrome and has been a nice way for our family to raise money and awareness. So Justin goes on to outline some of the events that are available. I guess Tourette syndrome, Tourette.org has bibs available. And so if you're interested in maybe getting a bib, you should contact Theo.Perdick, P-E-R-D-I-K, at Tourette.org. If you go on Tourette.org and click Get Involved and then Team Tourette, you can get some more information on that. So he mentions that there were some for the Disneyland, but who knows? For the other races coming up, there may be more.
And we usually don't mention things like this, but we feel this is a very, very important sort of like service announcement. So we wanted people out there who are interested in supporting organizations like this to be aware of the opportunity. So that takes care of that. Okay, Chris, you're next.
All right. This one comes from Erin, and I can't even read your last name. It's worse than Eliopoulos. She writes, hi, team. Random question. For Princess in February, are there specific host resorts that can receive day transportation, or is transport available at all Disney resorts? Open to the feedback. Thanks, team. Gee, Michelle.
Yeah.
Is it just specific hotels or just?
It used to be specific, but now it's pretty much every resort offers transportation. So wherever you are, you're good to go. We used to say that there was a list of resorts, and it was the more expensive resorts, I think, in the past. But now it's every resort, so anywhere you go, you should be all set. Right, Mike?
I agree. It's just there's so many people saying it, so many resorts. They're all host resorts now.
Yeah, as they should be.
Yes.
I think.
The next question comes from one of my favorite people in the world, Jackie Cabrera. And I love Jackie. And she says, hey, gang, I have a suggestion for the and more part of it all. Could you do a podcast on the different character dining options? It seems to be a topic of both confusion and mystique for some of my friends. Jackie, that's a great suggestion, and we are putting it on the list, and I would expect that within the next week or two, we may actually have a show on that.
You guys are going to need something to do when I'm gone.
That's right. Chris, looks like you and me.
All right, let's do character dining.
All right. That's a good one. All right, Michelle, you're next.
All right, the next question is from Maureen Kraft, and she wants to know, does anyone know where the event buses pick up at the Caribbean Beach for Marathon Weekend? I've never stayed there before, but I know in other resorts there's only one stop and not necessarily the same as the regular route stops.
I do know where it is. It's called something Royal. It's where the Custom House, not where the Custom House is. It's in the center where the food court is. It's right around there, I believe. But you check with the front desk at the Caribbean. It may have changed. I don't know if I've actually run a race from the Caribbean. They may pick you up at all the different villages there, like Trinidad and Martinique, Barbados. But I would check with the desk. Michelle, you have reservations about what I have said?
Yeah, I do. I strongly believe that there is only one pickup for most of these larger resorts. What you're going to look for, Maureen, is two things. Number one, when you check in, ask if there's any notification for runners from Run Disney. A lot of times the people at the front desk will have a flyer for you. The second thing is a day before the race, there should be a big sign in the lobby, and that will give you all the information. The reason I'm hesitant to say where it might be is because it is subject to change. These things do change, but typically people have to get to that one checkoff area. That there aren't as many bus stops as there are when, you know, is the regular transportation to the resorts. Would you disagree, Mike?
All I know is that, I mean, I agree with you in that things are always changing, and I would check with the front desk because they may require you to go to, I think it's Old Port Royal, I believe that's the name of the area where all the buses are. I know that in places like, Scopa Towers, what is it called? Oh, Pop Century. I know that at places like Pop Century, you have to go right to the center spot. So my guess is that, Maureen, you have to go to Old Port Royal at the Caribbean Beach. But again, check with the front desk when you're there just to play it safe.
I love that you don't know the regular Disney name, but you know Scopa Towers.
Yes.
Chris, what about you? Any different thoughts?
I have no clue. I go to Yacht and Beach Club every time, yeah. So I'm useless.
Have you ever stayed there at Caribbean Beach?
Never. Again, yeah. I'm very particular. I once I find something uncomfortable, I never change. So I always do Yacht and Beach.
I don't, Mr. We Pot know. Calling the kettle black, Scopa. Mm-hmm.
I've changed. I've stayed at the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I've stayed at about 17 of them.
So. Really? Okay.
Mm. It's time for Chris to read the next question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this comes from Mark Entree. Entree? An entree into crap. Any meetups planned for Disneyland Paris races this month? I'm going to do the 5K on Saturday. Already did Princess Half in February and Tinkerbell Half in May. Wife will be doing the Disneyland Paris Half, making her third run Disney half this year. Well done, madam. So is there going to be a meetup? Do you know if anybody over there is going to be having a little Mickey Milers meetup?
No, we would love to be able to have meetups for all the different races. But for this one, no, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
Well, if you guys want to find each other online,
I will be in France for a very short period of time, but not enough to have a meetup. Hopefully we'll get to France. But
Why don't you take the next one then, Michelle?
Okay, the next one is from our buddy Chris Trawick, who's been on the show before. He says, after listening to the recent episodes regarding Run Disney and the cancellation deferment policy, I stumbled across this today as I registered for a race. Essentially, registration through active.com gave me the option to purchase race insurance that would cover up to 100% refund of race entry fees. The insurance contains very specific terms about what constitutes a valid reason for filing a claim after desiring a refund, but they were completely understandable. The cost of the insurance policy was less than $10 for a 15K race that had a $50 reservation. Registration. In my opinion, this is absolutely where Run Disney is going with this. For certain, their policy will cost far, far more than the $10 it will likely be. Yeah, sorry. Let me do this again. In my opinion, this is absolutely where Run Disney is going with this. For certain, their policy will cost far, far more than $10 and will likely be far more restrictive. Interesting for sure. What do you think, Mike?
So, Chris, thank you for that information. So it sounds like you would, I'm not sure if it's if you would have to register ahead with active.com to get this insurance, or if you're registering for the insurance when you register for a race, because I know that I had friends who registered for the Princess Marathon weekend and they said there was no indication of any kind of insurance. So I need to find out more about this. $10 for a 15K race, I guess that's
20% of the cost, though. That's
so pricey. 15K is nine miles. So it would probably be around $30 for a half marathon. That may not be too bad. Although it's 15K race that had a $50 registration. So it's more like $50.
Let's think of this. Now, the Dopey is $600. So let's say it was going to cost 20% of that. So let's say you'd have it would be $120.
If they do it that way, they may do it by the separate races, though. I don't know.
I know, but well, the Dopey is one package, right? Would you pay $120?
I wouldn't even pay for the Dopey.
Yeah, I know.
So you're asking the wrong person. I think that...
Well, let's ask somebody who is doing the Dopey. Aren't you doing the Dopey, Chris?
Not till next. So what is it, 2018?
Okay. Would you? But, so let's hypothetically, you have done it.
Yeah.
Would you pay $120 registration?
Well, that was the question we had for a while there. Was like, are we willing to basically pay flight insurance for our races now?
So that would bring the total of the Dopey to $700.
$700. Yeah, plus, you know, airfare, plus hotel stay, plus food, you know, and with just the worry that something might happen. And it sounds like it's going to be specific conditions. So it's not going to be, oh, man, you know, I didn't train well enough, or, oh, man, I have a business meeting I have to go to now and I can't do it.
Right,
or,
right.
You know, I have a – I mean, I don't know. What are the reasons? Death in the family?
Doctor's note.
Yeah, injury. Yeah. Do you have to present materials to show that you are legitimately – injured? You know, there's a lot of what ifs on this one.
Right.
I'd rather have more specifics before I make a call on something like that. And I wish they would be a little bit more forthcoming with that and tell us a little bit more. I wish we had like a contact over there we could just sort of talk to and get some off the record or on the record answers to things like this. But
we'll put that on the list, Chris. Make that happen, please.
But until that happens, I'm
just curious. I just want to get back to Mike. So, say you're paying like $200 for a half marathon. Would you pay $40 for insurance?
I got to go back to what Chris said, Michelle, because there are terms that we are not aware of. For instance, do we have to file for a claim, you know, at least 90 days ahead of time?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There are other things that would have to come in to play. You know, I probably would say no.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably take a shot and say, let's go with it, even though I have been a victim of, you know.
You've eaten a lot of race money. Yeah.
Yeah, I have. So, but I like that there's an option out there.
Yeah.
And what we'll try to do is we'll try to get some more information on this. And
well, there isn't an option yet. This is what Chris Trawick thinks is going to happen. So.
Right.
That would be nice.
And I don't know if. So the question is, does Disney still get their money?
You know? Well, that's what insurance would be, right?
Yeah. Hmm. But there's an insurance company involved. I mean, it's a whole bunch of stuff. So we'll try to do some research on this and see if, in fact, this is something that's going to happen. Hmm. All right. So let's see. Who read that? Michelle, did you read that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, thank you, Chris Trawick.
Thanks, Chris. Let's see. I'll read the next one. It's from Michelle McNally. I get the good names. Yeah. Hey, guys. I just listened to the new Race Challenge Ideas show. Mike said, do a West Coast challenge with a medal that has multiple pieces that creates one big medal. Michelle said, take it on the road. I say, let's combine that idea. Do a Run Disney race in every state capital. Have the medal shaped like the state. And in the end, you can build a map of the United States with your medals. I actually like that idea. Alternatively, you can have a medal rack shaped like the United States with 50 hooks that you can hang the medal from that state on. That would be cool. I actually like that idea. Chris?
I love the idea, and it sounds really exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You got to do 50 races in 50 states.
But
that means Alaska, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You'd have to be doing a lot of travel. That's a pretty expensive challenge there.
But hopefully it's not within 1 year.
Well, who knows? I mean, maybe not. But, you know, Disney tends to go in and out with things. Could you imagine if you got like 35 states into a run and then they just said, we're not doing this anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, they did what was it, the Chip and Dale, you know, they did it one year and that was it. You know, they can go in and out on things.
Maybe regional. Yeah. Maybe do like a New England one.
Maybe.
Southern states, West Coast.
Yeah, but like Chris said, it would be expensive, and Disney, I mean, that would be expensive for them too, and they would have to figure out if it would be cost justified for them. So even though it's a cool idea, practical and economical.
Maybe do it virtually like they were doing the other races. Everything is a virtual race. Do a half marathon in every state. Provide documentation and you get your medal. So they don't have to actually pay for the cost of the race. They just pay you the medals.
That's like, a cool idea. Okay, Michelle, we have time for one more, and it's from a dear friend of ours.
A very dear friend, Masayo from Japan. And she wants to know, for the upcoming Wine and Dine weekend, she says, I'm going to run the 5K on the 4th Friday. I'll be going to the expo on the 3rd Thursday. Can you tell me when will be the least crowded to go? I'm not planning to buy any event-exclusive merchandise, like a tech shirt, pins, and so on. If possible, I'd love to check the Sparkle Skirt shop, though. All I need to do is pick up my bib. I believe the expo is open from 10 to 7 p.m. We're staying at the Polynesian. There will be Disney bus service to the expo from Disney Hotels, right? For now, I'm thinking to go between 5 and 4 and 5. I'm converting for military time. Then back to the Poly, eat early, and go back to bed early and prepare for the 2 a.m. morning call. Okay, so first of all, let's see. She's running on Friday, and she wants to go to the expo on Thursday. Mike, what would you suggest if all she has to do is pick up her bib and she wants to go to Sparkle Skirts?
So, Masayo, that's going to be a very busy day for the expo. So my suggestion would be not to go there anytime in the morning. I would go sometime between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. Because I think that for the most part, all the frenzy and most of the crowd will be gone by then. If you go between 2 and 4, you will have no trouble picking up your bib. And even more importantly, you'll be able to go to the expo and enjoy yourself. So my recommendation is to go no earlier than 2 o'clock, no later than 4 o'clock. That means getting there no earlier than 2, no later than 4 on
Thursday.
And
I would just add that the Sparkle Skirts booth, I know, Mike, you and Chris notice this all the time because you spend a lot of money there. But it is very busy at that booth. It's always very, very popular. And going later in the day will mean that you can look at more things and you can try things on if you want to.
Chris, when you and Audra go to pick, when do you guys pick up your bib usually and go to the expo?
Scope us on. We take your advice. We always tend to avoid the mornings and go early afternoon to because everybody clamors there in the morning to get, like Michelle says, everybody wants to go and get it out of the way, get your bibs, get your stuff, and then either run to the parks or do whatever you're going to do, and the crowds dissipate. Our last race, the Dark Side Challenge, we'd flown in the morning. We got in, I want to say 11 or 12. We had a car service take us, and they stopped at the expo. We ran in the door, got our bibs, ran out the door, and got back in the car and went. So it was that quick in the early afternoon. So you're already blowing past most of the crowds that have gone in the morning and left.
All right. So Chris, as somebody who uses the bus service, Masayo wants to know, there will be Disney bus service to the expo from any Disney hotels, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's see. And she says she's just wondering when it will be busy. But I think that we have her covered. So.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. Let's get one more thing I wanted to mention. So give yourself about an hour. I mean, it may not take an hour. She's going to be at the Polynesian.
Yeah, the buses are iffy sometimes.
Right. So give yourself an hour just to get to the expo, because you never know if those buses will be stopping at other resorts. Mm-hmm. If they're stopping at other resorts, then that's going to take even more time to get from the Polynesian to the World of Sports. So give yourself an hour. I would say, you know, plan to leave between 1 and 1:30, and you should get there between 2. Well, you should get there between 1:30 and 2, hopefully, and then you'll be all set.
Masayo, we would love a report on your race, too.
Can't wait to hear.
Yeah. Good luck.
And we are up to date with all the questions, which means we need more questions. So please send those questions to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. You can also put them in the Facebook page, and the Mickey Miles and More Podcast Facebook page, and we'll try to answer them as soon as we have enough for a show. So for Chris Aliopoulos and for Michelle Scrivener-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
or on the parks and in the roads, whatever.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. Like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. Thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. Try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gray saying thanks for listening and your support. Until next time, we'll see you.